listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amanda Milo. A Queensland health report has made some disturbing findings into what goes inside flavoured vapes sold over the counter. Tests ordered by Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk have revealed they are filled with a toxic cocktail of chemicals, including arsenic and lead. The report shows all of the tested products illegally included nicotine. That drug is only allowed in those sold from a pharmacy with a prescription. Police and fire crews remain on the scene of that horrific building fire in Sydney's CBD as 70 local residents remain unable to return home. Detectives are continuing to investigate the cause of the blaze after two 13-year-olds handed themselves in yesterday. It is believed there are others who may have been involved who are yet to come forward. A whopping 90% of Aussie teens have some level of body image concern, according to research from the Butterfly Foundation.
And that's certainly limiting them in every aspect of their lives. So things like playing sport, socialising with friends, and more importantly, their engagement and learning and even attending school.
The Butterfly Foundation's Helen Bird there. Briefly, the Nationals want $10 million fines for Coles and Woolies if they're found to abuse their market power. And Celine Dion has been forced to cancel all of her remaining live shows, telling fans she's not strong enough to tour. It follows her diagnosis with stiff person syndrome, which has been affecting her singing. The 55-year-old won't perform for the rest of this year and next, but has told fans she will be back. Checking sport, Carlton coach Michael Voss says their poor finish cost them a win over Sydney last night at the SCG, the Blues going down by 26 points in the annual Marne-Crook game, during which four of their players came off with injury, including captain Patrick Cripps.
We had our chances the first three quarters. I mean, that was the two biggest factors in the game really for us were, you know, our shots on goal and couldn't finish our work.
Aussie there post-match, Swans young gun Chad Warner was awarded the Goods O'Loughlin medal for best on ground with 29 disposals, 5 tackles and 2 goals. And it's back to the drawing board for the Cowboys after the side suffered a 24-16 loss to the Eels last night. It comes off the back of last week's 11-try drubbing at the hands of the then bottom-placed Tigers. Cowboys skipper Chad Townsend says they had to re-evaluate after that loss.
I spoke about, you know, turn up to train with the right attitude, focused, ready to train. I'm a big believer that training translates over to the game, and thought this week, you know, training was where it needed to be. And you know, sometimes this game is just a tough game. Sometimes things don't go your way.
Parramatta's win puts them just outside the top 8.